Hi friends, let's start with chapter 6 on inventory control and management overall under the distribution management as a subject that we are studying. Defining the learning objectives, there are plenty when it comes to inventory management. We will of course have to understand the inventory management, the scope of inventory management, control procedures, importance of geographical inventory layout, you know, having a geographical spread of inventory, etc., buffering and those kind of various natures of inventory, balancing the demanding supply and various other aspects that we will study for ourselves. Yeah. So what is inventory management? If I have to skeleton wise indicate to you, what you can see is definitely that raw material reaches the fair. There is a raw material and component, production takes place, raw material reaches the warehouse, production which is produced also gets quality checked and reaches the warehouse. No doubt here you have been shown one warehouse, otherwise generally the raw material warehouse is separate and the finished goods warehouse are separate. From there you go have the finished products which goes to the transporter, and transportation takes it to the distributor who finally delivers it to the retailer. Now everywhere you see that there is a goods lying, the finished goods produced is lying there, lying here, lying at distributor, lying at retailer. All that is an inventory till it is not converted into money. So that's what we are trying to understand is the whole ways that you can efficiently put your inventory management system in place. So what are the structured approach that you really require to have for the inventory management system? One is of course the clear inventory policy, that is what is what, when, where, why, everything is kind of defined. How will you, whether minimum ordering will be followed, say what are the safety stocks, what is the way to order, everything is so well set. Yani, that is the inventory policy, the planning, yani, so various planning methodology that you will follow. So what forecasting will be used as a base, how will it get converted into a inventory need, inventory is then split into the product mix, warehouse wise, distribution center wise, etc. Inventory control, like what are your control parameters, and how will you monitor them, how will you then, you know, take the corrective course of actions, etc. Inventory as a capital, one need to really understand, because money is locked into that finished good not being sold. So that part we will try to understand. Inventory carrying cost, so what is that concept and how do you minimize that and stock out in that situation, how do you overcome. So that's a structured approach that you really need for inventory management. Let's understand the inventory management first. So system defines the inventory management as a system and processes that identify inventory requirement, that is goods requirement, sets the target, provides the replenishment techniques and how will that get met, and report actual and projected inventory status, whereby minimum cost linked with storage and damage and the losses are achieved. So that last part is also important, minimum cost, yani, that is linked to your the inventory that is being in state where it is not sold and it is like under your ownership. That's the inventory management is all about. Why do you need an inventory management? Obviously, inventory management accounts for the larger cost of operation. We have earlier studied in a chapter where nowadays with the competitive market situation and all other expenses are not really that controllable, distribution cost management is the only a point which can really make or break, and in that distribution cost, after transportation, the inventory management cost is a major factor. So if you control that, you really are able to minimize the distribution cost. Account for the larger cost of operation, that's what we have studied, will allow you the integration and computerization. So efficient system, policy, procedures, if you develop, entire IT synchronization, computerization, technology incorporation is possible. Effective inventory management will minimize the planning complexity. So once you do this in an effective manner, in a professional approach manner, complexity to plan them will go down, managing the supply chain will become more efficient, this thing, all your backlogs and backend operations are also seamlessly synchronized. Yani. So to arrive at the quantity, how to bifurcate them, what to order, when to order, everything is so well synced. Yani. As a result, you will be able to achieve better inventory management and service the customer's level also and minimize the inventory carrying costs. So that's what is the reason why inventory management is needed. What types of inventories are there? Yani, so there are various types of industries. Briefly, we are supposed to understand. So I am not going to spend too much of a time. Few things are known to you. Raw material inventory is the pre-production of finished goods is a raw material inventory, which is lying with you. You acquired them. That's what is the raw material inventory. Work in progress inventory is like you've taken that raw material into your finishing product line, but they are at a different stage of finishing product, still to come out. So that's your work in process of inventory. Finished goods inventory is like goods, sellable goods ready for sale. That's a finished good inventory. Maintenance, repair, operating, supplies inventory. These are the inventory which is not a part of either the raw material or the finished goods, but they are needed to ensure that your plant functions at a full capacity. So during regular maintenance, you use lubricants, oils and other things. So they are all known as a maintenance, repair, operating, MRO inventory kind of a classification. Transit inventory is the goods which are moving from one point to the other point and yet to reach the destination. Buffer inventory is like how much additional inventory that you must carry every time. That is when defined, it is defined as a buffer inventory. Buffer inventory is generally kept at the main warehouses and godowns, not necessarily at the distribution center or your hub or spoke areas, etc. It is generally at a finished goods godown or a central godown or hubs where you do think of putting some buffer stock so that eventualities can be met. Anticipation inventory. Certain industries are very cyclical, certain industries are very seasonal, certain industries are operating on festive mood, certain industries are operating on expectations, etc. Now, for all such kind of thing, then what is resorted to is like an anticipation in the inventory. Say, for example, even before the budget, finished goods producers and white goods producers, etc., they announce loud and clear that, the rates may go up, so why don't you buy now? So, even before the budget, 2 or 3 months before, they have not only visualized this, they have produced extra goods and they have conveyed to the channel, and channel has been made to stock additional stock to meet the upsurge in the demand. Seasonal products like winter care products, you produce them in anticipation and then produce and then supply and fill it your channel. So that's all considered as an anticipation inventory. Decoupling inventory, very scientific term. We will study at the right time. But it is like a point beyond which you really don't carry the inventory. You only manufacture what is required when required. But at the same time, you create sufficient capabilities for you to acquire the advantage of economies of scale or price of production or something like that, and then be in a state to supply the marketing demand as and when needed in a variety of ways that they need, etc. Then the cycle inventory is like a very cyclical in nature. You know your products has up and down, etc., and then you visualizing that, you created a cyclical flow of your inventory management. So, scope of inventory management is very vast. Some of the terms are, say, in front of you. Not that everything that you need to really understand, but carrying costs we have discussed a lot. Forecasting is like determining how much you need to stock. And asset management is all the assets linked to your inventory. How do you manage them? That's what is the inventory management, asset management within that inventory management as such. Visibility is like how much is visible to you, how much is a hidden and visible inventory, something which is not accounted for, something which is not really taken care of, will not come under the visible inventory. IT and those technology, the integration makes it everything possible. Inventory valuation, how will you value inventory over a period of time, because after, as the unmoved item or non-moving item, over a period they start deteriorating in terms of their valuation. So even that needs to be factored in. Cost and forecasting management system that you have, which is a platform through which inventory management control will be exercised. Replenishment, so entire replenishment level, cycles, way of reordering, etc., are being worked out. Returns and defective goods, how will the entire thing will be managed, and how will that be consumed, how will that be sent to the manufacturer if it is defective, etc. What is their accounting, impact, etc. Managing non-moving goods, so the goods which you really realize is not really moving, market doesn't need. So how do you do that? So that's what entire aspect, the effective order fulfillment, which is entire success, entire rate of your meeting your order that you received, the speed at which it receives, the accuracy at which you receive, etc. We have studied earlier. Process development, efficacy. So making everything work as per the process and ensuring that everybody adheres to it. There is a system support, backend support from IT, etc. makes your process very streamlined. Yeah, and the technology integration, use scope, we will study as we move forward. Functions of inventory management and control, there are many things that comes under overall the functions of this thing. Effective order fulfillment level, nothing but is to meet maximum order fulfillment in the shortest possible time. Scheduling and shop loading more efficient way. So, to meet your certain requirements, you have to also schedule your reordering level. You have to also have the shop loading done properly. You have to intimate production about your need, etc. So even that is a part of inventory management function. Shorten the sale and the stock replenishment gap. So efficient this thing is, you create enough of pool in the market that inventory doesn't have to remain in your locations too long. They constantly keep moving it. Process implementation and ensure efficacy, I have told you earlier. Record maintenance and inventory control. Efficient maintenance of the record, inward inventory, outward inventory, return inventory, etc. And then that is integrated into the inventory control system to give you a better visibility. Lower inventory carrying cost. So inventory carrying cost is your money blocked over a period of time. Now, how do you lower that? That will give you the benefit. That will reduce your distribution costs, and that in turn can be factored in as for your competitive advantage. Stockout situations, like market needs it but you do not have it, you give a use consumers a chance to use a competing product, and that should never kind of happen. So how do you avoid stockout situations? That's also an important function. Reduce the cost of inventory obsolescence. And inventory obsolescence is moving beyond non-moving item. When non-moving item is stored for long, after which it has literally no value, then you create an obsolescence state. At that stage, you have to really scrap the item, while in the previous state, there is still a possibility to route it to the another market, to sell it off at a discount, while in obsolescence means there is absolutely now no utility for that product that is left out. So you have to really scrap it literally. Be market responsive. Market is today very dynamic, seeking varieties, seeking multiple combos, etc. So you have to be market ready as a inventory management function head, so that you are able to create a very effective fulfillment rate and the customer service. Key task under the inventory management could be like managing the investment planning. And so what investment is needed for the inventory management? Inventory cost minimization, that is inventory carrying cost should be as minimal as possible. Inventory process, entire development of process, redirecting of the process, efficacy, etc. Reporting and controls, the kind of reports that is needed, kind of controls that you must have, you should have, and the control review mechanism, etc. is in place or not, and those kind of aspects. Order fulfillment and reordering. So that's a very critical part, that how efficient inventory management system is that allows you a greater order fulfillment rate and reordering rates, etc. So those the reordering, entire reordering is a concept called reorder inventory level, safety level, etc. And that what level one can reorder, etc. When to review the reorder level and all those kind of things. So that comes under the task of inventory management. So let's move on to understanding the inventory control procedures that are there. There are two types of inventory control procedures, perpetual review and periodic review. There is one more which is a hybrid also that we will study. Perpetual review is like literally every day you do this inventory review. Determine the need for replenishment. It just checks up the reorder point of the all items, whether that item has reached the reorder point. If the reorder point has reached, the reorder has happened. It also checks up the stock requirement for the upcoming period, cycle, etc., market dynamics, call, etc. And accordingly, you factor in how soon will you reach the reorder level, or what is the need for additional extra level, etc. And accordingly, factoring that, you put a inventory indent in your system. Periodic review is, as the name defines, you do it periodically at a predefined interval, which could be weekly or monthly, etc. Here, even depending on the type of an item, as I told you, you create a inventory classification, ABC analysis or Pareto analysis and this thing, you can create a kind of a different periodic cycle. And certain goods are say reviewed every week, while certain goods may be reviewed fortnightly, certain goods may be reviewed monthly, certain goods may be reviewed quarterly. So that's how also you try and set your task. Reorder points are fixed up for reordering. So reorder point not only are fixed up, you when you do the periodic assessment, you may have to reconsider the reorder point itself. So you can readjust the reorder points. Critical item inventory, it is said why there are certain defined critical items in the list for which ordering can be given at any given point of time. So then you may not have to follow the periodic cycle to wait for the order, you know, that review to happen and get your approval. So that's how they try to differentiate the critical item, and that can be ordered anytime. Process needs to be set in for reorder, urgent order, replenishment, etc. So there are various process support needed to adhere to or attend to this kind of requirements. What is, I was told you, the hybrid system is a modified control system. It's a variation between the perpetual and periodic. Here the feature is that both system is utilized to their advantage, to the advantage of the organization. Certain items are classified in a way that it requires a regular review of the inventory level, and therefore you set a perpetual review for that kind of an item. Certain items for which the periodic review is okay. Key parameters could be the frequency of consumption, market size, the value of goods, etc., based on which you decide value of stock, you know, getting stuck into inventory, etc. So that kind of a monitoring will allow you to differentiate the item which goes under the perpetual review and the item which can remain in the periodic interview. So maybe my finished goods, I may do it, perishable finished goods, I may do it at a daily rate. But my lubricants, my nuts and bolts requirements, I will put it under the modified review, etc. For which, you know, I can wait or I can create a urgent need as the case may be. I need not review it daily. There are two types of, again, MDS, that is modified control system, could be target level replenishment or optional replenishment system. Target level is like, there are targets that has been fixed, and once you reach that inventory level target, you get into replenishment, and there are optional replenishment systems. So these are the items which will fall under not the target, this thing. There are other parameters that is set to that. Once you achieve that, you do that, and reordering onto the system and all. So that's an optional replenishment system. Here the item, its utility, market value, inventory carrying cost, various factors are decided before allowing this item to come under optional replenishment system item. So friends, we have now studied the basics of inventory management. We need to really understand the inventory planning method. So let's understand various inventory planning methods that you have. This is also one aspect about inventory planning. There are two basic types of inventory planning methods: fair share allocation method, and second is the distribution requirement planning method, a DRP method as it says. There are other methods: just in time, vendor managed inventory, Kanban, and adaptive inventory management system. We will study them as we move forward. Fair share, the name itself suggests, you know how much inventory is going to be available to you. That is based on the production. You know on the other end various distribution center. You know what are the inventories there. You know the rate of consumption based on the market conditions. So with these two factors, you as a inventory head are in a position to give a fair share of available inventory with you to these distribution centers, so as to achieve no stock out situations. So like here, you know that 90 numbers and 15 days, so maximum 4 days inventory is now left with them. So you know that probably you need to supply more to them rather than the next one, which is 190 days of inventory already being held and their daily usage is 35. So they will survive for almost 6 days or so. So here that's the fair share allocation method, therefore the name suggests. Depending on the available stock, the rate of consumption, and available inventory with you, inventory head is in a position to allocate the numbers to the respective distribution center. Another method is the distribution requirement planning method, DRP method, as it says. It considers the multiple distribution stages. Here you have stage wise distribution. Obviously, you have CNF agent, distributor, retailer. Now that is what is accounted into this particular systems. It also includes the material requirement planning. So that is the requirement of the raw material for the production is also considered into this, but it operates from the market side. And so it operates based on the marketing demand. Here marketing demand is a prime mover to determine your inventory planning exercise. It also takes into account the manufacturing. So manufacturing, distributions, etc. are taken into account for deriving your inventory plan. Uses the schedule as a tool. So schedule is like entire scheduling of manufacturing, scheduling of retail, this thing, scheduling at the distribution to the distributors, etc. So once in fortnight, once in a week, daily routines or what. So those kind of scheduling approaches are already put in place, to fulfill the distribution centers and the channels requirement. Based that has been considered vis-a-vis the marketing demand, and on the other hand, the manufacturing side coordination picture that it gives. So schedules gives the complete inventory overview, and based on this, entire inventory overview is created, which suggests what is required where, and therefore it creates a demand on the manufacturing to produce X number of quantity. This quantity, when produced, gets distributed in the channel as planned. Of course, it definitely helps in controlling the stock being blocked in the distribution system, because as I told you, it operates on the marketing demand side. So what has been produced are expected to get consumed by market sooner. It's guided by the demand rather than the production. So that's a one important positive side of it. DRP enables the allotment of inventory, finished goods from the factory through the central warehouse. The essential advantage of DRP vis-a-vis other method where each distribution center is generating their own inventory requirement, etc., leading to maybe over inventory in your pipeline, and that gets avoided by use of DRP, where DRP, after studying all these aspects and the schedule that has been made, orders the allocation of inventory at the central warehouse. Central warehouse then distributes the assigned number of quantity to the respective distribution centers, and from there to the channel as per the intent received. So what are the effective utility of this DRP system? It improves your customer service level, and you are able to really meet the customer requirements as expected well in time. And a decrease in inventory levels, overall average inventory level at various distribution points will go down. Resultant decrease in the warehouse space requirement, you may require moderate or small size of warehouse rather than large warehouses, accordingly the rental and all. Better transport coordination, because of the plan and the schedule being in place, your transportation coordination is better, and that will also enable you to get the better rate, better support from the transporter. MRP and DRP are, that is material requisition planning and the distribution requirement planning, they both are integral part of any enterprise resource planning. So ERP has the module which supports MRP as well as DRP systems. So that's a integrated system view that you get using ERP system. So that's the utility of DRP. It is in sync with the ERP system, as it in short. Benefits of DRP, we look at from two different perspectives, from the marketing perspective and from the logistics perspective. Marketing means they look at whether am I getting timely delivery, which is yes, improved effectiveness of a new product and new promotion plans, etc. You are able to plan your promotion and launches and supplies in the channel well ahead of time, and hence ability to offer customer a coordinated inventory management system. Here customers are benefiting because of your integrated coordinated system. Customer, when I say it is more an internal customer, so retailer, distributor, etc., they tend to benefit because of your effective DRP system. So they are also able to sync themselves with the marketing demand on one side, other side is the schedule and supply of supply positions from your side. Improved inventory coordination with other enterprise solutions functions. So inventory coordination with other functions of the organizations, when I say that, it's like your inventory consumption has an impact on one end, the manufacturing side, the other end, the amount blocked into the inventory, the third end, the receivables and payables, etc. So this and everything else is therefore unified. So that's the benefit of a DRP for the marketing perspective. From the logistics perspective, distribution center freights. So cost of freight to the distribution center gets optimized or minimized. Inventory level there also can be reduced, and it helps the logistics people are in a position to reduce the inventory level because they know the scheduling, they know the pattern, and therefore they are able to seamlessly move the manufactured goods to the channel when required, etc. Decreasing warehouse cost and space requirement, so that's a big advantage that the logistics people can bring in post implementation of a DRP. Other DRP methods are also there, like just-in-time, vendor-managed inventory, Kanban and adaptive inventory management system. Just-in-time is a system linked with the manufacturing. Basic philosophy, it's a Japanese philosophy, get the goods inside your premise only when you need it. So get the raw material in when you are going to use it for production. So there is no more storage, there is no more carrying and storing requirements, etc. They achieved this by very good back-end interactions and integrations with the vendors. On the other end, vendor management system gives the control to the vendor. In the previous system, the control was in the hands of a manufacturer. In the other system, the control is in the hand of the vendor. A vendor needs to know from you your production, your schedule, your variety of production, your raw material requirement, etc. Based on this, he will make his system work in a way that you get what you want only when you want, in the quantity that you want, etc. So he aligns, either he manages his existing warehouse or he opens his warehouse close to your location. He may ask for the space within your premise. So there are various options possible. Kanban is the in-process inventory management system, wherein it's a communication method wherein a bin or a basket or various parts and all move into the production system along with the indication as to how many are supplied. Those who consume it also enters the information. At the end, the Kanban or the box or bucket returns to the store. Storekeeper will take note of what is consumed, and accordingly inventory is readjusted, and the next day again you try to provide a Kanban support. So it's like a continuous replenishment of needed parts for work in process. Mostly adaptive inventory management system, it's a system which believes that the environment being dynamic, consumer need could be dynamic, therefore their requirements and demand will fluctuate, vary, choices will differ. Is your inventory management system capable to adapt to that? You make your system capable adapt to such a consumer and environment centric changes, you are trying to use an adaptive inventory management system. Of course, you need to have a scientific understanding, and then you need to reorient yourself to decide what to do, how to do, when to do, etc. So that you are able to achieve that. You are not getting hassled by trend changes, or you are not getting hassled by the consumer preference changing. At the same time, you are able to minimize obsolescence, non-moving item stock and not going up, etc. So that's what adaptive inventory management system. Adaptive decision factors are relative contribution or profitability of an Indian market or segment. So which part of your you make it, so you have to see from the market perspective. So it's a whether that market is contributing significantly to your revenue or not. Will that impact your revenue substantially? Will it help you to penetrate market? So those are the factors. Decision rule is adapted to push inventory to the market. So decision rules are adaptable. So they you create time-based, market condition-based rules which reflects your adaptability, and it ensures the flow of goods and the communication and material transportation in such a way that your response to market conditions is much better. Inventories can be moved upstream facilities, distribution centers that provide transport economies. Adaptive decision factors also needs an understanding of your warehousing and distribution centers and its impact on the transportation cost based on the location and the market that it serves. And when you adopt this, when to move goods into the distribution center based on your forecasted change in the market, etc., that all will translate into one end the better customer service, the other end minimization of the transportation cost. So that's the adaptive inventory management. These are the factors that comes under that. Adaptive inventory distribution logic does not push slow or inconsistent market inventory, resulting in optimization. So one more important thing is it is better to contain non-moving slow products, etc., at a central warehouse rather than pushing it and making it stay into the pipeline. So this particular approach does not do that, and as a result it helps you to optimize your inventory. Market replenishment, market dependent demand logic decides your distribution logics. So as I said earlier, it operates on the marketing condition. So that condition will constantly drive your adaptive decision making. And it takes care of three major uncertainties in the channel. The supply is uncertain, demand is uncertain, performance cycle is uncertain. And so this combined put together puts a stress on how the inventory is managed, but adaptive decision factors understanding will help you to make your inventory system adaptable to marketing conditions and marketing requirements. So there is one more concept called geographical inventory management. Here you have a choice of opening depots at several places, stocking them with some minimum and maximum level of inventories, etc. So opening depots at several locations geographically spreads your inventory rather than concentrating the same at the central place. So the moment you create more and more storage places, you have to have certain minimum level of inventory. Collectively, your inventory, this thing will go up. As a result, your inventory costs may go up. So there is a trade-off whether it is better to have goods at the central warehouse and then directly reach it to the consumers, or you should have a distribution center. So that's a geographical spread that takes place, and certain minimum inventory has to lie there. Suppose if I decide that by minimum 5 units should be kept at my every distribution center. Now you have 4 distribution centers, you have added 2. So 6 distribution into 5 means 30 as an inventory. Earlier 20 units were in the inventory. Now you have increased it to 30 units in the inventory. So that has a carrying cost. So that's what a geographical spread is all right from the customer service perspective. But from the perspective of investment into inventory and inventory carrying cost, one need to really understand the trade-off. The organization would obviously evaluate the advantage of such spread. So that is what I have tried explaining to you. Balancing supply and demand. So now essentially we come to a stage where one important function of the inventory management is to how to meet the demand by proper inventory supply. So first we understand what is balancing supply and demand. And this is one of the concepts in the inventory management. It has to do with how do you best manage your inventory level. Here there are industries wherein there is a challenge of periodic supplies or seasonal supplies or spurt in supplies, etc. Now in such scenarios, it is very critical for you all and me to know how do you balance your supply with the demand. So managing the time gap between the consumption point and the manufacturing point is a crucial aspect of any demand supply gap minimization. Mostly relates to seasonal demand kind of a product. At the same time, there are products which requires occasional supplies and all like that. So now in such cases, how do you go about managing your inventory? So what is mentioned last is like you get into either a periodic production, you may require the spurt in demand every quarter, but at that point of time you may not be in a position to meet that entire demand. So what do? You kind of produce every month certain reasonable number so that you are in a position to supply spurt in your quarterly demand, or when season is approaching, at that point of time demand this thing will go so high, but you may not be able to produce that many numbers. So Lux Cozi, like for example, now the winter is coming and everyone is vying to buy a new Lux Cozi for themselves, warm wear I am talking about. Will they be in a position to meet that demand with the production just 15 days before the season? No, so they would have started producing 3 months, 6 months in advance, their quantity requirement in consultation with the channel, and then they would have started feeding the channel in month or 2 months before. So that's how what you manage your supply. In a very dynamic market, the concept like shortest time cycle of indent and the delivery, more frequent supplies, less quantity being supplied more frequently, those kinds of concepts are also there, which is in a very online retail scenario or large retail chain people demand from you. So balancing supply and demand is very critical, wherein you have to see that you optimize your satisfaction level with the consumers. And in the second end, in transit or in pipeline inventory level is kept minimal. And at the same time, in limitation with your production capability, you are able to still meet your periodic seasonal spurt in the demand. Next is the buffering uncertainties, as they say. That's the one concept, like how do you buffer? Buffer is like keeping things a safe quantity. And traditional approach was always to keep something more. But at that point of time, there was no multi-warehouse locations. There was no such worry like inventory carrying cost, etc. With the competitive scenario and with multi-location distribution, this thing is happening, multi-production centers, multi-warehouse centers, etc. This concept has become essential, like how much you should buffer for. So, should this buffering be safe enough to take guard against your stock out and those kind of a situation. So concept of average inventory therefore is practiced. Now how do you calculate average inventory? Of course there is an example which has been shown to you in the booklet, but overall what should you consider? So there is always an inventory which is in pipeline, in process, finished goods inventory, in transit inventory, etc. So one need to take stock of all such inventory for a specific period. That specific period, when set off against the quantity required, you will come at what you call average quantity. So now that's the level that one needs to constantly strive to meet that level. So that's what buffering your uncertainty. Now based on that, entire your production, this thing and all can be rescheduled also. So this is a challenge that an inventory manager faces, like how will he meet uncertainty in the market. So a market being uncertain, which is increasingly becoming so, the concept of average inventory, but that's also scientifically has to be done. So you arrive at that number, that magic number, which will safeguard you against any stock out and those kind of situations.